Last month, News and Notes began a series of reports on fitness with NPR's Farai Chidea. Farai set out to learn how she could live healthier. This includes finding great ways to work out and have fun as well. Well, this time, Ms. Chidea found a sexy way to feel better.
You know, I'm a fairly adventurous kind of gal. And so far during my fitness challenge, I've lost 11 pounds biking, doing yoga, and working out at the gym. But one day I was watching Oprah and saw a woman pole dancing. That's right, like in the strip club. And I thought, now that puts the challenge in fitness challenge. So I set out to find her. It turns out her name is Sheila Kelly. She's an actress who's turned erotic dancing into a workout that combines yoga, Pilates, and sex appeal. She calls the workout the S Factor.
S Factor is giving women their bodies back. Completely and wholly, with absolutely no shame, with no taboo connected to their bodies. It's just this really beautiful celebratory class, and it's an incredibly strengthening class.
Sheila Kelly has been acting for almost 20 years. She's appeared on some of TV's biggest shows, including The Sopranos and ER. In 2000, she produced and co-starred in the film Dancing at the Blue Iguana. Let me tell you, that dance wasn't ballet. It was erotic dance. She saw it and practiced for the role, which inspired her to teach others.
I walked into the club and my jaw dropped. What I saw on stage was this gorgeous, beautiful woman moving. And I felt like, oh my God, there's our fire. Somebody stole our fire and took it and put it in this seedy place where we can't have it, but men can. And I feel like I've stolen that fire back. And I feel like I'm giving that fire back to you and you and you and you.
Now women from coast to coast take the S Factor classes. Sheila explains the name.
S Factor stands for the natural curvaceous movement of a woman's body, which if you look at a woman walking naturally and totally relaxed, their body undulates like an S. It curves. We curve out at the bust, in at the waist, out at the pelvis, in at the legs. It's so beautiful and natural. It's like a mountain range, or it's like a river. It's like the tide. Women's bodies are just exquisite.
But not a lot of women feel that way. When I walked into the studio, what I didn't see was just as important as what I did. There was no harsh overhead lighting and no mirrors. My teacher, Amy Olson, explained why.
The great thing about the classes, though, is that they are in the dark for the most part. We do have some very nice red lamps. Red is a very kind color, and we want everybody to feel very comfortable. So the room's kept fairly dark, still well enough lit that you can see what's going on and see everything. There's also no mirrors on the walls, so you don't have to worry about how you look doing something. We just want it to feel good.
As I learned in my yoga class, what feels good to one person can be torture for someone like me.
Okay, so we're going to start in a seated position with your legs crossed in the front, just whichever one is more comfortable.
Amy put me on a yoga mat and started the warm-up. She used to teach ballet, and she's lean and flexible. I'm neither.
To just slowly just exhale, letting your shoulders relax down nice, and letting your hands just start to feel the curves in your legs, the curve of your knees, and just slowly start to let your hands move. Just feeling the fabric of your pants underneath your fingers, underneath the palms of your hands. And then I want you to, with your breath, as you start to take your next nice deep inhale, to let your breath lift your chest up and out into the center of the room.
I did feel great during the warm-up, but I wanted to be one of those women who could take a flying leap at a chrome pole, grab it between my thighs, and gracefully descend to the floor. Of course, we had to start small.
We're going to learn the pole slide. So I want you just to step with your back and your butt up against the pole. So you should feel the pole right between your shoulder blades and right on your bottom. And then we're going to take just a comfortable tiny step out away from the pole. Come up on your toes. And then we're going to just start to bend your knees. You can have your hands wherever it's comfortable. Take one up over your head or both. And then we're going to slowly just start to slide down, just letting your knees bend. And then we're going to sit your butt down on the floor and slowly start to push your butt out away from the pole. And slowly just roll back, letting your body melt into the ground and letting your head just lean up against the pole. And then we're going to peel your legs up and you're going to go into a flirt.
This is more complicated than I thought. I asked for the easiest pole trick. All right, let's see what I can do. Back and butt on the pole. I'm going to put one hand up and one hand down. Slide down. Put my hands on the floor. Okay, push down. And go up into a flirt. Sort of. Okay, what? I'm getting some direction. Something's wrong with my flirt. Something's been wrong with my flirt since I was 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
A flirt, by the way, is when you lie on your back, put your legs in the air, and rub them together seductively. At least that's how it's supposed to look. Honestly, even the simplest moves require strength, flexibility, and the ability to smile through the pain. I could see how this workout would reshape my body, but my teacher Amy said the best benefit is self-confidence.
I think it's really about getting rid of some of the negative images that are given to women of how everybody has to look like a Barbie doll and be tall and thin and just have the curves in all the right places. And so we try to just kind of get rid of all of that and just let you be you.
But many women are socialized to be ashamed of their bodies, including S Factor founder Sheila Kelly.
I know the exact moment when the shame came in my body, and I was about 7 years old, and I was playing with these two boys, and we were playing football and army and everything, and it got really, really hot, and it was summer, and I was like, they took their tops off, and I took my top off, and we're laying back on this big pile of dirt, and all of a sudden their mother looks out the window and screams at the top of her lungs, "You boys, get in here, and you, Sheila, put your top on." It was that very moment where I realized that there was an unfairness.
For Kelly, the art of erotic dancing helped her overcome shame. She got back in shape after having two children, and she even installed a pole in her husband's home office.
Yes. Will you get incredible moves out of this class that are going to turn some lover on? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's been great for business. Sheila opened her first studio 5 years ago. Today, she has 7 locations from Los Angeles to New York. And even she's been surprised by who's willing to try the pole. Her biggest shocker?
I'd have to say Barbara Walters. I got her up on a pole. It was kind of adorable. And she was really game and had a good time with it. And I think Oprah played a little bit around with the pole. And quite a few celebrities, people you would never, ever suspect. And I can't tell you who.
During my trip to the studio, I didn't see any celebrity clients, but women of all ages and sizes were lined up to strut their stuff. Just from one class, I can see how this could be addictive. And by the end, I finally figured out how to flirt, like a dancer, that is.
So I want you to just slowly reach your arms out in front of you, sitting kind of back on your knees. There you go, so that the weight of your hips still stays over your knees. And we're going to take a nice deep breath here, just letting your back stretch and letting your arms stretch. Nice, you got this one already. All the way back.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea. For more information about Sheila Kelly and her S Factor workout, go to our website at npr.org. Next week, Farai gets off the stage and into the ring to go a few rounds with a former heavyweight boxer.